نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 4th of Safar 1446. We are here in the masjid in Dundee on a beautiful sunny day actually. We thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all His bounties, favors that are recurring and showering upon us. Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. Inshallah we will discuss 5 different issues. If somebody has to ask us what is Islam, you must tell them that Islam is nur, is radiance and effulgence. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this in the noble Quran. An entire surah, chapter 24, it comprises 64 verses. It's called entitled Surah to Nur. So Islam is a message of nur and radiance and effulgence. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Allahu Nuru Samawati Wal Ard. Almighty Allah is the radiance, is the effulgence in the heavens, in the earth. Who makes the sun rise, the sunset? Who lets the moon shine in its glory, beauty on the 14th night? The stars and everything else. Look at the weather today. Which government, which politician, which professor, scientist? Nobody can do that. So Almighty Allah is teaching us so many lessons in our daily life. In Baghdad, in Iraq, there was a young boy. How Allah Ta'ala used him at the age of 10 to save the izzat and honor of the Muslims. A professor, atheist, who came, he said, I'm prepared to challenge any one of your sheikhs, muftis, ulama, whatever you want. And lo and behold, he would ask them such questions. Nobody could really answer him really satisfactorily. This young boy said, 10 years old, I will answer your questions. Allah selects whoever He wants. The people came in their droves. That person, professor, atheist, stood up and said, what is your Allah doing now? And what did the youngster say? 10 years old. He said, sir, please sit down and I will stand and I will respond to your question. You said that what is Allah Ta'ala doing now? Allah honored me and Allah disgraced you and humiliated you. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He made me stand and He made you sit. That is what my Allah did now. That professor got the shock of his life. 10-year-old youngster giving me such a wonderful, beautiful answer. He said, any more questions? He said, yes. He said, where is your Allah? They weren't in Dundee and Natal and anywhere else. They were in Baghdad. Those days there were no electricity and so forth. He asked the crowd, the brothers who were there, who's got the candle? So they provided the candle. He ignited the candle and he asked him, the professor, that where is the smoke going? He said, in all directions. He said, you zalim, you transgressor, you ask me where is Allah? You say that the smoke of the candle is going in all directions. Then where is Almighty Allah? Allahu Nuru Samawati Wal Ard. Allah's radiance, Allah's effulgence, Allah's nur everywhere in the universe. That is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Who is Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Qad jaakum min Allahi nuru wa kitabun mubeen. Allah Jalla wa Ala calls one of the adjectives and attributes for the Master Alayhi Salaam is nur. That his message is nur. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim. The first verse, Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions the mandate and the purpose for sending Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to this world. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the nur and radiance and effulgence of Islam. Abdullah bin Salam is a Jew, he's a rabbi. He says, when the Master alayhi salatu salam entered Madinah Munawwara, I saw the wajh-e anwar, I saw the wonderful countenance and face mubarak of the Master alayhi salam. He said, I knew, laysa bi wajhin kazzab. This is not an imposter, this is Sadiqul Amin. This is Nabiul Akhiri Zaman, the last and final messenger. We read in the Torah and every description is mentioned there. And then he embraces Islam. See how people would flock to Islam until today. Allah says Siraj for the sun. But for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says Sirajam Munira. The nur of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the message of the messenger is spreading across the globe. Today as I speak to you, thousands of people in various countries, cities, continents are embracing Islam. Yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja is taking place. They're entering into Islam in their droves and droves. Third one, what is Quran Sharif? 6,236 verses and 114 chapters. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. The Quran Sharif is new. If we, when you open the tap and you place the glass, the cup in the right direction, then you will see that that cup and glass will be filled very quickly. But if you keep the cup and glass upside down, then nothing will happen. So today, we have become like them. We read the Quran, but what is the message of Quran? We don't want to know. We just say, I want sawab. It's good, you will get sawab. We don't say no, but it's not sufficient. We must learn what is the message of the Quran Sharif. Not on your own and via internet and onay, who sit by the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, the true ulama, who sit at their feet and then imbibe and acquire the real teaching of the noble Quran and see the nur, the radiant effulgence. Umar bin Khattab, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiyallahu anhu arda, before reciting the noble Quran, he would take the Quran Sharif, kiss it and say, Hada dusturu Rabbi, this is the constitution of my beloved Allah. Abu Jahl, you all know, he's dispatched to Jahannam, Quran says. And remember, his son is Ikrimah. Ikrimah radiallahu anhu, sahabi. After Fatih Makkah, conquest of Makkah, he came. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised him. And now he wants to show, I'm a true mujahid, I'm a true Muslim. And lo and behold, before he opens the Quran Sharif, he kisses the noble Quran, glorious Quran, and say, Hada kalamu Rabbi. This is the direct speech of my beloved Allah. Go read about Ikrimah radiallahu anhu. After the demise of the Master alayhi salatu salam and during the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he told his son Amr, Ikrimah son of Abu Jahl, Amr grandson of Abu Jahl. This is Allah. Father, grandfather, whichever you want to look at it, he's non-Muslim, Abu Jahl. Son, Sahabi. And he's telling his son, we have to fight till the end. We have to give our lives. And both father and son went. In the battle of Yarmouk, go and read what happened there. There's no time now when we see that they gave their lives and their name will always shine in history. That was the legacy they left behind. Allah Jalla Wala is Noor. Mustafa Rasulullah is Noor. Quran Sharif is Noor. Who are you, O Muslim, O Muslimah, my brother, sister? Allah Jalla Wala mentions, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. Whosoever Almighty Allah has opened their hearts and bosom, every rakat of every salat, we are begging, petitioning Almighty Allah, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. What is this hidayat? We just translate guidance. It's a very incomplete translation. Hidayat means نُورٌ وَضَأَهُ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْإِبَادِ. We're begging Almighty Allah for the radiance, effulgence that must enter and the inner recesses of our heart so we can draw a dichotomy, we can draw a distinction between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. Today in the minds of the Muslim, majority Muslim, There's confusion. And sometimes not only confusion, sometimes our fuses also are blown. We can't even distinguish what is truth and falsehood. We mix the two up and we go and adulterate it and contaminate it. So we need to be clear. So Allah says, when Allah has opened your heart, Hidayat, Iman, Islam entered, فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّ رَبِّي. Allah has put nur in the inner recesses of our heart. Now that nur, we have to increase it. We have to enlarge it. How will that happen? وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. That those people who make jihad. Jihad has many, many good connotations. One jihad is this talk I'm giving you is jihad. One jihad is you coming to the masjid, Jummah Salat is jihad. You earning halal, so that is jihad. You looking after your wife and children, so that also is jihad. The greatest jihad, al-qital fi sabilillah, that you go out in the path of Almighty Allah, and you fight for the love of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. So that brings me to the second point. Any news you look, you read, whatever it is you hear, it rotates around Gaza, it rotates around Hamas, it rotates around Palestine. So that's the second point I want to mention now. And then, when we spoke of Noor, so all the non-Muslims, Jews, Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, atheists, they all have combined. Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The non-Muslims, they are the protectors and the friends of one another. What they want to do? What they want to do, my brothers? Surah 61, verse number 8. I mentioned these references, so you must go study it. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُتْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their aim, their objective, their mass media, their mega media, everything of theirs. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُتْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They want to extinguish the radiant effulgence of Allah in their mouths and their media. They want to wipe out and erase Islam from the face of this earth. Oh, you must become a moderate Muslim. Sometimes it's wine, sometimes it's swine, sometimes it's gay business, sometimes it's girlfriend, sometimes boyfriend. Then they don't mind. But when you want to become a true Muslim, an ambassador of Islam, then they want to erase. So brothers, Allah is giving us motivation in this verse, chapter 61, verse number 8. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُتْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their aim now and in the future will be to wipe out and extinguish Islam from the face of this earth with their media and mouths. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. That these are the people, they trying, but Allah will let His nur, nur of Islam, the nur of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message, it will go and permeate every house, every place in the world. And walau karil kafirun, Islam will prevail and everybody will understand it sooner or later. Walau karil kafirun, although the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. So that is part one finished. Part two, Gaza. Quickly about Gaza, all of you know the surah. I just translated the khutbah now from Makkah. Bandar Balila, he gave such a lullaby khutbah, hopeless, useless. He also all scholars, the dollars, majority of them. Not one dua for Gaza, not one dua for Palestine, not one dua, you understand, for Masjid al-Aqsa. Just make dua for the king and the MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. So that is their job. You know? So anyway, that's a secondary topic. Let's speak about the main topic I want to speak to you about. So my brothers, you must remember Gaza, the Imam read Surah Al-Ilafi Quraysh, that's what I will tell you in Salat. What is the message of Surah Al-Ilafi Quraysh? All of you know it. In Gaza, if you go today also, and you go to the old Arab person who is still living obviously, then they will show you the exact place and spot where Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, great-grandfather, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the father Abdullah, then the grandfather Abdul Muttalib, and then the great-grandfather Hashim. Hashim is buried in Gaza al-Mubarakah. What did Hashim do? What Hashim did, Allah loved it so much, Allah mentioned in the Quran, it's enshrined in the Quran forever, to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. He told his people, he was a trustee, a custodian of the Haram Sharif. If you know anything about Makkah and how they would work, But when the people had Zamzam water, so they would give out. You call that Sikaya. Even today, your Zamzam drums, you will see Sukriya Zamzam. Sukriya. Sukriya Sikaya means water, free of charge. Rifada, to give the Hujjaj, to give the Zaireen, the visitors, food, free of charge. Hashim means to manufacture and make the bread. And that's what he used to do. And he was in charge of that portfolio there to give the Hujjaj and the visitors the food and so forth. Then you have Sidana, Sadin, the person in charge of the keys of the Baytullah. So you know in Durban, your brothers, maybe from Durban, some of you, yeah, you're going to Ijtima, mashallah, all roads going to Newcastle today. We'll speak about Ijtima just now. So my brothers, that what happens? That is Sadin, the person who has the keys of the Baytullah. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Banu Shaybah family on the 8th year after Hijrah, 21st day after Ramadan, Saturday, these are the keys, Khalidatan Talidatan. From the 8th year of the Hijrah, now 1446, it's going on generation, generation, generation. Any king, any ruler wants to snatch it away from you, Allah will decimate them, Allah will destroy them. Everybody fears that, you see. So they leave the keys in that family there. So Hashim then called up an emergency meeting. He said, we're living in poverty, in squalor here. In Islam, there's no place for people who are inactive and just want to khana, peena, sona, pahana, just eat, sleep and go relieve yourself. Muslim means you must be proactive. So Hashim called up this meeting. He said, see, just now will be summer, I will go, the little bit we have in Mecca, and I will go to Syria, and we will start import-export. When winter comes, you know winter day is December, January, it's very mild winter, then I will go to Yemen. Allah praised him. رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ. In the winter months, he would go to Yemen. In the summer months, he would go to Syria. And that is how the import-export started from Makkah Mukarramah. Hashim did that. And who's Hashim? The Ummah doesn't know today. That is a tragedy. So Hashim is buried in Gaza al-Mubarakah. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, one of the greatest jurists in the Islam. He was born in the year 150 in Gaza al-Mubarakah. I told you, I think, last night. 150, he was born at the age of 2, Muhammad bin Idris, his father, passed away. His mother and family, after the Iddah, migrated to Makkah Mukarramah. His first teacher, an African teacher, Imam Abu Hanifa's teacher, African teacher, Imam Abu Hanifa's African teacher, Atta bin Abi Rabah. Imam Shafi'i's first teacher, Imam Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji, who learn our Islamic legacy, history and so forth. You can't be wasting time with all these crooked politicians. That we had Alibaba and the 40 thieves, now we got Alibaba and 400 characters. Comedians in the circus. So all the junkies we got there. So understand what is our Islam. So Imam Shafi goes, he drinks Zamzam, he says himself, he will read the books. Allahumma arzuqni ilman wafira. Ya Allah, give me profound knowledge. At the age of 7, my youth, the small Yusuf Vezi, he was there, he came to, he heard the khutbah, he came running there. All you youngsters, start now your hifz. So, at the age of 7, he became Hafiz of Quran, finished. Ustad, African teacher, Imam Muslim. Not Imam Muslim who's famous in the hadith, there's another one. At the age of 10, he bahated Muwatta Imam Malik. The whole 1,722 ahadith in that world. At the age of 13, wa kana yudarrisu fil haram al makki. At the age of 13, is a ustad teaching the haram sharif. At the age of 15, his ustad, Imam Muslim, is so impressed with him. He says, oh, Muhammad bin Idris, anta abqari, you're a genius. Wa ajaza lahu bil ifta. He gave him permission to issue fatawa and verdicts and so. This is barakah of Gaza. This is barakah of Makkah. This is barakah when you love your teachers and to love your Islam and so forth. How Allah accepted them. Now listen to what Imam Shafi did. Now he's growing up. He said, I want to go sit by the awliyaullah. I want to go sit by the pious people. Suhbate sali, sali kunan. Suhbate tali, tali kunan. When you sit with the pious people, some piety will rub off. You sit with the gangsters and the crooks, then all that will rub off also. You know, it's the natural way. So what happens is this, that If you sit now next to the aircon, the fan, some coolness will come. And in winter, you go by your fireplace, by your heater, some warmth would come. It's a natural reaction and response. So he went. After coming back, after some time, they asked him, "Oh, Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi, what you learned there?" He said, "I learned two things. Listen carefully. I learned two things. Number one, I learned al-waqtu kas-sayf. That time is like a sword. If we're not going to use time, then time will kill us. Don't we use the expression? Where are you going today? Where are you going tomorrow? Where are you going? I'm going fishing. Why are you going fishing? Just kill time. We're going to play cards. Zara tash khelna hai, Urdu they say. So they say, why? They say, just kill time. Where are you going? No, I'm just going to relax to kill time. A Muslim can never kill time, brothers. Allah took qasam on time. Wal asri. To read Surah 103 of the Noble Quran. Our Ustad Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni writes in his tafsir, Rahimahullah, he was one of the greatest commentators in the past century. He wrote, Inna Allah aqsama ala kulli zi sha'nin. Allah only takes qasam and oath on that which is very, very significant and important. Time. Time is that cup, is that container. You can pour zamzam inside. Allah forbid you can pour alcohol inside. With our vices and sins, we are pouring alcohol inside. That's the first lesson I learned. Second lesson, and how apt it is. He said, become a da'i. Invite towards Islam. Invite towards Islam. If you're not going to invite people towards the truth, then you will be invited towards the batil. The istima is there. Yesterday they came from there. My students meet me. So in Denhauser, I said, what you're expecting? How many people you preparing? He said, 10,000. I said, subhanallah. 10,000 people in Newcastle. All roads going to Newcastle. Even I'll go after lunch, inshallah. So my brothers, why you have istima? For what? So that we learn. You see, our example is, I have my son. And I must tell you a wonderful incident about that. I don't have children as an example. I have my son. So I told son, go there to the cafe, go buy milk, go buy bread. He saw the circus and he saw the elephants, he saw this, he saw the... He got so engrossed in that, he forgot the purpose for which I sent him. Our example is just like that. We so engrossed in the dunya, we even forgot the purpose for what we came to this world. That is the reason that we have istima, to remind us self-discipline. Self-reformation. How can I become a true Muslim? How can I become a dedicated Muslim? Imam Abu Hanifa, who was a 10-year-old boy who saved the day for Islam? His name was Nu'man bin Thabit. Who's Nu'man bin Thabit? Imam Abu Hanifa. At the age of 10, Allah made him a genius. Go read the book, The Wonders of Islam, you'll find an incident there. Imam Abu Hanifa is teaching. One youngster comes to class. And then after 3 days he's missing. The youngster's name is Yaqub bin Ibrahim. So he found out because he already saw the latent talent in that youngster. The hidden talent in that youngster. So he found out what happened, that youngster is no more coming. So they went to find out. So he becomes Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah. He spent 18 years by Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. So what happens? So the mother says, his father passed away, I told him to go and work, he passed your madrasa, he saw students there, he started sitting in your madrasa. What wages will we get? What income will we get? See the genius of Imam Hanif. He said, Ummah, oh beloved, respected mother, don't worry. What that person is paying, then let him study here, I will give you every month that money. He stays by Imam Hanif for 18 years. You know what he becomes? He becomes Qazi al-Quzat. He becomes the first chief justice in the history of Islam. In the Abbasid Khilafat, Harun Rashid is feeding him the pistachios and peeling it. Then he starts crying, Abu Yusuf. He says, you hear a royal banquet and you cry, what happened? He said, Rahim Allah Abu Hanifa. Allah have mercy on Abu Hanifa. He could see with the eyes in his heart, what I could not see with my eyes. He took me and he made me a giant. He made me such a faqih and jurist. The whole Hanafi fiqh today is flourishing because of Imam Abu Yusuf. Because when the Abbasid dynasty ran for 525 years, everybody had to follow his fatawa and his verdicts. This is what Allah does when you bring your children into deen. Go and see Amli children. All your Darul Rooms today, they're all because of Barakat of Tabligh Jamaat. Understand that? Baipatia started this work in 63 and so forth. First Istima in Sufi Masjid in 66. Bai Bashir is still alive in Cape Town. He'll be here, inshallah. You meet him and ask him that he was chosen, five of them, four passed away. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Let me give you two, three incidents quickly. Holiday night, I take 5-10 minutes extra. Mulvi Sahib ijazat to him. Mulvi Sahib says, all right, if the trustees could complain, you complain to him. He told me I must take going to penalties and extra time. You see, I traveled to many countries with Allah's help. I just give you two incidents. When there's no da'wah, there's no tabligh, what will happen? So I went to Argentina 4, 5, 6 times. I can't even remember. I was South Africans. All tablighi brothers. They built a masjid with their own money. No go make chanda and collection. The area is called Mada Plata. Beautiful masjid. Now I don't know Spanish, I don't know Portuguese. We just make gracias, gracias, thank you, that's all finished. And there is a crazy country, this Argentina. You go shopping, I go with my wife, you know, no wife, no life story. So if you go buy something in the shop and all that, these ladies are crazy there to tell you thank you, to give you a peck on the neck, you know, and a peck on the cheek like that. So I asked my wife, must I go buy or are you going to buy? She said, you should sell outside. So it's like that. It's a crazy country. So there, right. So now I'm sitting there in the masjid. Now I see this one youngster, white guy. He's speaking to a girl. It's just normal for them. They can bring their girlfriend, their mistress. For them it means nothing. So I asked, his name is Jamil. I said, Jamil, who's this? He said, my girlfriend. You can't pass fatwa there. These people know nothing. They're just by name Muslim. So I said, Jamil, she's Muslim. He said, no, she's half Muslim. I told Jamil, I'm teaching Islam for more than 40 years. I never heard a term half Muslim. What do you mean she's half Muslim? Say, no, Friday she come masjid, mosque, and Sunday she go church. So she's half Muslim. I say, it's Ramadan. I told Jamil, see, that iftar time, I'm going to come early, 15, 20 minutes, and then we're going to sit there, and me and you every day we're going to make dua. This half business no good. So then we cry, we make dua, all that. Then after 1 year, I'm back there. I see Jamil is still there. Now he's still talking to her, but she's dressed much better now. I say, Jamil, what's her story? Say, full Muslim now, he make like this. I say, your definitions and my understanding is very, what you mean she's full Muslim? Say, no, only masjid, mosque now, no more church. I say, everything now I see. He say, no, nikah. I say, Jamil, you, who perform your nikah? He say, they sheikh, they go ask him. I say, see halat. Go to Argentina, go to Brazil, go to Paraguay, go to Uruguay, go to Chile. Have you been to all? Go see more than 2-3 million Arabs went out of the fold of Islam. Nobody to remind them, nothing. But Barakat of Tabligh Jamaat, they went, they cried, Mannat Samad. Today the children are becoming Muslim, are becoming Hafiz and so forth. I'll give you one incident, you'll cry when you listen to me. I went to Brazil. Ramadan. The place name is Santana. Santana is the place name. I came there Asr time. So I met the people and it's all Palestinians, 300-400 of them. I love Palestinians. You know, Palestine, if the Jutlas allow me now, I'll be there. But they don't allow me. 5 times we went. They tell me, no, I'm a security threat. I tell them, I'm not AK-47, I'm AK-255. So they say, what do you mean AK-255? I say, Ayatul Kursi, Ayat number 255. Jutlas. The first nation. So anyway, the point I want to make now is this. So now, Maghrib time, all right, Maghrib, then meals, all that. Then came, you must remember this, Salat time, Tarawih. So, not one half is there. After Isha, we read 2 rakats, now he's reading. He takes the big bench like this, you know that upright one. He put the Quran, and I'm in the back, he looks inside and he read one page, Allah. Then he reads 2nd rakat, he looks 2nd page, Allah. Then I'm giving you a story, true story, not fishy story. I'm not passing fatwa, I'm just telling you what happened. Then, next 2 rakats, same way. Then he tell me, tafaddal, tafaddal, speak. I said, no, we must eat witr. Just now you forget witr also. He said, okay. So, from 20 rakats, he made it 8 rakats, and that night when I was there, he made it 4 rakats. He said, Allah will understand when Sheikh will speak, it's just like reading another 4 rakats. Just see, jahalat. All Muslims, Arabs. Next day, I went to the madrasa, boys' side. I told my wife, go to girls' side. These Arab children even forgot the Arabic alphabet, Alif, Ba, Ta, Sa. They don't even know how to write it and read. Our ulama, jazahumullahu khair, that they are there and they are giving, mashallah, you understand, doing this work, da'wah, tabligh. We were in Uruguay. So after Asr, I give talk. So two police came inside. So I asked the Maulana, South African, I said, they're looking for me or what? They are a good guy, I don't speak politics, and they speak all fazail, you know. So, no. One husband, he hit his wife badly, wherever she goes, the two police. I said, South Africa, they killed the wife, nobody come. Yeah, they give them, two police come. Small country, you know. So Tarawih time came, so now that one young policeman, elderly policeman. So the elderly policeman, he said, the young one, he said, these Muslims are going up and down. They're not Muslim. He said, let me just join them. So Tarawih finished 8 rakats, and it's not permissible 8 rakats, they just hit shortcut. So anyway, then the youngsters come to me, the policeman read Salat. I said, very good. He said, no, you don't know how he read. I said, how he read? He said, when he started, he put his hand here. Then after he got tired, he put his hand here. Then he got tired, he put his hand here. I said, he did very good. He said, what you mean he did very good? After 2 rakats, he ran away. So I said, when he started, he was a Shafi. Then he said, no, I become a Hanafi. Then he said, I become a Maliki. And after 2 rakats, he ran away, I become a Salafi. The Salafi is forever, they're running away. You see, Kudrat ka karishma, this is Allah. He was just feeling bored, he said, let me just go and play there, you know, this time. Next time I went, I asked them, policeman ka kya hal hai? Say, policeman to Musliman ho gaya. You see, brother. That one sajda, he made with whatever intention. But Allah loved it, today he became Muslim. I end off with this. Go one day to South America and go visit all the madrasas. You will find madrasa to Hazim. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ حَازِمْ. Do you know who's Hazim? Who learned what is happening in the world. There was a Palestinian family, the Jutlas came in 1948, remember? And they settled in squatters, and they're there for on radio. I say, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Every one of them, we can put them away, Jais, Islam. Anyway, so all those problems took place, whatever little bit means they had, they migrated, they landed up in Venezuela. In Venezuela, there's a place called Valencia, if one day you go. There's a masjid they call Masjid al-Aqsa. Because Palestinians love, so they gave the same name, Masjid al-Aqsa. This youngster, Jamaats would come from Pakistan, India. And 3 days, five days, and he would make khidmat, youngster. His parents say, what you learning with all these children? We parents, what they can teach us? But the child says, no, I love them. Then he told his parents, I'm going 40 days. Parents say, are you nuts or what, 40 days? They're very upset. But anyway, reluctantly, they gave him permission. Then after that, you know, Tabligh Jamaat, if they catch you, they won't leave you. So then, you say, after 1 year, I'm going 4 months. They say, you go 4 months, we're severing ties with you. He say, you do it. Cry to Allah, he went. He even went inside the Baytullah. This Hazim, the youngster. He came to South Africa, I didn't meet him. Lo and behold, he's married, he's 22, 23 years old. He had one child, now his wife is expecting the second child. You see that? So now it's Isha time, so he told his wife, I'm going for Isha. When I come back, then I'll take you, we'll go for the nikah and marriage, whatever ceremony, whatever reception, you know all the stories. Lo and behold, Jawani Meh, in 22, 23 years old, wife is expecting second child. He's going to Masjid al-Aqsa in Valencia, in Venezuela, meets up with an accident, he's shaheed, finished, he passes away. Now what happens? One brother, they don't even know the color of the musalla in the masjid. Allah gave them so much wealth. Each brother, 3 brothers, I met them all. They all multi-millionaires. One guy's plane is in Paris, one guy is in London, one guy is in New York. Now brother passed away, after all his brother. Yeah, they all come to. In Venezuela, these places, if 10, 20 people come for janazah, it's like too much. He saw hundreds of people coming. And everyone crying. He said, why are you crying? He said, Hazim taught me how to use miswak. Hazim taught me how to read 2 rakat salah. Hazim taught me Surah Fatiha. See, he never changed Venezuela. He changed the whole continent of South America. The brothers say, all this nonsense must stop. We will change our lives. Now the jets will fly to the istimas and all this stuff. Every madrasa now is named after him, Madrasa to Hazif. Why? Because they realize what is Dawat and Tabligh. Go and see, if you think I'm talking stories in there. Our brother Hafiz Ismail Haliya, 700 million people ready Salatul Janazah, Ghaib and Abstention. If Allah want to give you Izzat, that is Izzat. Today the rockets are going for the Jutlas. That rocket is called Haniya rocket. It was called Izzuddin Qassam rocket. You don't want to read, you read about Messi. They messed your life up, you youth. Go read about Izzuddin Qassam. He passed away in 1933. He is the Mujaddid and he is the Mujahid who revived the whole spirit of Jihad in Palestine. Go read about Abdul Qadir Husseini. Not just Abdul Qadir Husseini. Go read about Abdul Qadir Husseini. He passed away just before the apartheid regime of Israel was established. Israel established 14th of May 1948. In April 48, he passes away. He had an army of 500. And he took on the Irgun gang, he took on the Stern gang, he took on the Haganah gang, and he fired up the youth and the people. My brothers, don't judge them. Say, no, they don't wear topi, this, that. We know it's important, but what they doing, me and you will never do in our life. I give you one easy example. Does Dandi, Allah keep our masjid abad? Ramadan comes, nobody search for etikaf. Allah forbid. What you will say? You will see all, everybody here is a sinner. Nobody said for itikaf. They are the ones who are giving their lives in the defense of Masjidul Aqsa. Your Saudis, your Emiratis, your Bahrain, your Jordan, Egypt are prepared to sell Aqsa and everything. America must be happy, Israel. That is the truth, if you understand what's happening. So they're giving all this so that Maqsa must never be touched. I give you one story and I finish. We've been, alhamdulillah, it was 92. We were still under apartheid. This youngster is facing Aqsa. I'm facing Aqsa and the youngster is facing me. His name Qa'aqa. So I told Qa'aqa, tomorrow we're going back home, Junubi Africa. My heart tells me I must take you with. I'll enroll you in a school in the morning and madrasa in the afternoon, like the system we went through. See what answer Qa'aqa gave. He said, Sheikh, you speak of your Junubi Africa. He turned around and pointed to Aqsa. If I leave here, who will defend Masjidul Aqsa? Then I started crying. The children also know what to do, but we don't know what to do. Did we ever cry for Aqsa? Did we cry for our Mujahideen? 200,000 people martyred already. Don't believe this Western media. Jutlas, more than 10,000 dispatched to hell, another 20,000 in transit to go to hell. So make special dua, Allah Jalla wa'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjidul Aqsa and all our masajid. Allah make our ishtima in Newcastle a resounding success. They say it's women's day. All the women sit quietly at home and all the men go ishtima. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.